Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross App, Fightful.com. Here with a name you know, Sammy Callahan. You can catch him every...
You got to do that again. That was not a good enough introduction. The draw, Sammy Callahan. Put a little bass in your voice. Sean Ross from Fightful.
Okay.
See how I did that? Sean Ross from Fightful.
Well, I mean, you just did it. So why do I need to do it?
No, you got to do it or I'm not doing the interview.
Well, the thing that I like is that you've got a green screen. So like I can superimpose anything I want behind you right now. Like that's, I'm going to have some fun with this.
You have some fun.
I'm going to,
for you.
I'm going
to
have some fun with it.
You got a green screen and superimpose a cool background.
That's what I'm going to do. Impact Wrestling every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Impact Bound for Glory coming up. Impact Week coming up. And a big part of that is you taking on Eddie Edwards, a guy that you're familiar with. There's a lot of stuff going on in Impact right now. But my first question is, have you watched Talkin' Shoppa Mania yet? Or will next week be your first time as a part of Impact Week?
Oh, I watched Talkin' Shoppa Mania. And I'll give you a little Easter egg. I may or may not be in Talkin' Shoppa Mania too. I can't let all the details out of the bag, but big fan of Talkin' Shoppa Mania. Those guys are brilliant. When you really think about it, they've created a successful podcast. Now they have a successful parody show line. They have alcohol they're selling. Leaving, you know, the other place might've been one of the best things that ever happened to their career.
And that's kind of in line with what you did. You left the other place and it was the best thing that probably happened for your career, at least since then. And it really seems like when specifically you and Juice Robinson left NXT, it showed up. What is it now?
Trendsetters.
Yeah, I mean,
desperados. We aren't afraid to go out and bet on ourselves.
We didn't really see a ton of that in the years prior. It would be people getting released. It wasn't people leaving on their own accord. And then you all, I don't want to say set a template, but you did show a whole lot of people, yeah, not only can you succeed, you can thrive here. Did anybody that came into Impact Wrestling in this latest crop of people, did they talk to you about that experience, compare that experience with you at all?
Well, pretty much all these guys are friends and guys that I've known pretty much my entire career for 10, 15 years. And I think it's one of those things, I think all the guys that recently came into Impact Wrestling are like, oh my God, I can do that here? Or, oh my gosh, like, are you serious? I can do that here? It's like taking the handcuffs off. It's letting a bird out of his cage and releasing it back into the wild. They're either going to strive or they're going to fail. But a lot of the guys that Impact brought in, if not all the guys, are going to be very successful, or else they wouldn't be at Impact Wrestling. I think Impact's track record over the past 3 years of the guys they brought in pretty much kill it every single time.
So when you make that type of move, what's going through your head? Because, I mean, you know that you could be successful outside of WWE because you had already been successful outside of WWE. But was there any uncertainty, or were you just like, yeah, I'm going to go do the damn thing?
I think there was maybe just a hint of uncertainty. It was one of those things. I was one of the guys, I didn't take the 30-day paycheck to sit at home. I was like, I'm going to go out and create a buzz in 2 days. So that's why I showed up at two indie shows and made more money than I would have made at NXT that week. And I'm not taking all the credit, but I think I'm one of the guys that really launched the indie wrestling level back up to where it was now when I left WWE, because it showed that indie wrestling really could be a successful place. And then from there, I pretty much wrestled for every major wrestling company on the planet.
That was actually something that Deanna brought up to me last week. Like, the NXT people that got released this year, they had a much shorter window than the main roster people. So she was allowed like 3-4 weeks after she was gone to appear on Impact TV. And she said that she felt like that helped her. Like, that support hadn't died down.
100%. And I think that's one of the things that messes up a lot of guys that leave the other place. Sometimes it's 30 days, some days it's 90 days. And if you go 90 days without doing anything, people kind of forget about you. Pro wrestling is going to continue to go with or without anyone on the planet. And you got to go out there and really kick the door down as soon as you get out.
So who made the contact to bring you into Impact Wrestling at that time? Like, who hits you up and says, we have interest in you?
It was one of those things. I was always a huge Impact Wrestling fan back in the days of the Wednesday pay-per-views.
Yes.
And it was something I was actually, before I was going to get signed to go to the other place, there was actually some interest to bring me into Impact then, and I was super excited. And it was something that just didn't happen. Then I got extremely lucky. I had signed with Lucha Underground. My Lucha Underground pretty much weren't going to be running any more taping, so I had an opportunity to pretty much try to go wherever I wanted. And I had a lot of friends at Impact Wrestling. And all it was a phone call saying I was interested, and then we're off to the races.
That's one of the things I think is so cool about today's stars. Or you're running into people who, whether growing up or in their teenage years, they watched TNA wrestling. Like, there was, to me, in like 05 to 08 especially, like, that was, if I had to watch one wrestling show a week, I was watching TNA Impact every single week.
And even in the dark ages of... Yeah. I'm doing a lot of air quotes right now. I'm feeling the air quotes.
Even when we had Eric Watts on pay-per-view.
Yo, even in the dark days of Impact TNA Wrestling, there was still a lot of good that kept them in business. And I think with the new regime that's been doing Impact Wrestling for the last 3 years, they brought Impact Wrestling back to what people loved, and they built one of the best rosters on the planet today. And if you look at our television show, I think the whole COVID thing actually kind of helped more people watch Impact Wrestling, because without all the bells and whistles that some of the other promotions have, people really got to see Impact Wrestling for what it is, and when it's one of the best wrestling weekly shows there is.
We talk about a lot of the negatives that happen because of COVID. What are some of the positives? Like, I've noticed on a lot of wrestling shows, you don't necessarily see the all you people promo or those tropes that people rely on. It seems like we're seeing a lot stronger promo work from somebody like either hidden camera or talking to the camera. It seems like that's helped. But what positives have you noted that have maybe upped your game?
It made people be more creative. It's a unprecedented time in pro wrestling like none other, and it gave people an opportunity to really step out of their comfort zone and do something different. And another positive was just seeing how much Impact Wrestling actually cares for all of us. We all want to say, oh, our company cares about us, even if it's true or not true, but it was truly proven how much Impact Wrestling cares for us. They paid a lot of people when we weren't doing tapings just to make sure everyone got by. And then just all the protocols they took at tapings, it just showed that Impact Wrestling is really cliche, but Impact Wrestling really is a family that does well to their own.
You mentioned how you watched TNA when you were younger. Were you pumped for this TNA versus Impact show that unfortunately got canceled?
I was pumped, and there's a good chance I might have been in King of the Mountain. I didn't know for sure, but I could have been in King of the Mountain, and that's a dream, and I'm kind of mad that I wasn't in King of the Mountain. Just saying.
Man, I was...
Imagine me in Clockwork Orange. Imagine me in Clockwork Orange Funhouse.
There were so many things that I was hearing around that point. Like, people would hit me up. They're like, did you hear this person's supposed to come in? And I was like, really? And did you hear they reached out?
Some of the names I can't just say out in public. Some of the names that were hinted and talked about coming into that show, I think it would have been one of the best shows of the entire WrestleCon weekend.
Yeah, to let people know how deep it got.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
My DMs with people, without giving away too big of a surprise, someone mentioned to me, did you hear they reached out to D-Ray 3000? And I said, sold?
Dude, D-Ray 3000, when I was younger in high school watching Impact Wrestling's Wednesday pay-per-view, I loved D-Ray 3000 because he teamed with my original trainer, the illustrious Shark Boy.
Yeah.
And I actually got to wrestle D-Ray 3000 on a little indie show up in Michigan when I was younger, and it was a dream come true. That was being a young wrestler and like looking back at it, is like, were you really excited for certain matches? But certain matches like that at the time, I was like, this guy's on TV. Yeah. This is my opportunity.
And I mean, you're still a young guy in an era where a wrestler's longevity lasts longer than ever, which is kind of displayed by some of the guys you've been working with lately. Rob Van Dam, Ken Shamrock. I would imagine you grew up watching those guys, right?
100%. I think wrestling has changed a lot because I think our generation has really turned down the dial of, oh, we're going to do a lot of drugs, we're going to drink a lot, we're going to party. So we're all big wrestling nerds and video game nerds and comic book nerds that half our roster brings their PlayStation or Xbox with them to the shows. And it's a smaller thing where we all hang out together and take care of each other. It's not an everyday occurrence like it used to be. And I think that's one of the great things about the wrestling business, because now you're seeing guys not hit their prime till like 40 years old, 38 years old, when guys used to be pretty much out the door at that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, Arn Anderson wrapped up his career at like 37, 38. He just always...
I always thought he was like 60, though.
He always looked 60.
Him and 60. Ric Flair, I was like, even when Ric Flair was probably like 28 years old in the late 80s, I was like, that dude's like 60. That dude's an old man that beats everyone's ass.
Meanwhile, I remember when Diesel left for WCW, I was like, oh, they're getting like a 29, 30-year-old young pup. He was like 37 then, so you can never really...
Hell, GDP didn't even start till he was like 37.
I know.
Had a great run.
It's unreal. So you're facing Eddie Edwards next week on Impact, which...
Impact live on Access TV. What's the hashtag? Hashtag Impact on AXS TV. But don't call it AXS TV, because that's not what it's called. It's called Access. I just said AXS, so it was easier for you to spell when you do the hashtag. Because don't you know, I get 45 million retweets for Impact Wrestling.
Well, I mean, it's still...
Might be 45 billion. We got to check the math.
It's still Major League Baseball playoff season. You taking a little batting practice next week?
You never know, man. I haven't pulled the bat out in a while. But with Eddie Edwards, I wouldn't feel too bad about trying to take his other eye. Eddie's a guy that I do respect, but when you really look at it, I don't think there'd be an Eddie Edwards if I wanted to hit him in the face with that baseball bat. I think it's one of the best things that ever happened to Impact Wrestling. I think it's one of the best things that ever happened for both of our careers. And if anything, Eddie Edwards should be thanking me.
So the Eddie Edwards feud was one, I don't want to say to put you on the map, but it got a lot of attention, for better or for worse, for Impact Wrestling.
I think it was all pretty good.
You think it's all pretty
people
good?
Like to run their mouth online, but at the end of the day, it got people watching Impact Wrestling.
It did. And
it put me on that next echelon. Stuff like that only comes around maybe once in a career, and you got to capitalize on it, good or bad.
And we've seen a bit of a transition in you, going back to some stuff that we had seen in the past, sort of turning the lights out, the hacker related stuff. What goes into developing something like that and utilizing it on television?
I think it's still being developed. It's something that Impact gave me that opportunity to think outside the box. And I'm a guy that likes to recreate myself every couple of years. If you look at all the greats in wrestling, they're not guys who just stayed and did the same thing forever. They're guys that really learned how to evolve over the years. And I think it's one of those things, we're only touching the surface of what that character can be. And hell, one of the things with COVID, I've been beaten down for years with injuries and everything else, kind of got a little out of shape. But over the past 42 days, I've lost 27 pounds. I'm getting back in really good shape. So I think coming into the pay-per-view, coming in the next set of tapings, you're going to see a whole different Sami Callihan.
To me, there are so many elements of the hacker. Because like today, if you debuted a guy like The Undertaker, probably ain't going to work. People are going to
be like, relevant. Yeah. It's relevant in the world, in the entire world. Every aspect of life is ran by technology. So this character can be something really special, but it has to be something that's not done hokey. It has to be something that's done real. And it has to be that the whole purpose of this character is to be unsettling, to not have that feeling of being in control. It's controlled chaos.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like if some guy came out and shot lightning bolts out of his hand, I'd be like, really today?
But I think that's cool.
If I see somebody with their phone and they press a button and a lightning bolt shoots out of something, I'm like, oh, he took control of the pyro.
Could shoot lightning bolts with my phone, I'm telling you, it's super over.
It's possible. I mean, post-production these days too. That's what we're going to get going on your green screen. We're just going to make it look like you're doing everything on your own behind you. But I think a lot of the fear is in the unknown. And like you said, everything's controlled by technology. And there are a whole lot of people that don't understand technology and they can be a bit scared by it. And to me, some of the best horror movies are things that I believe could plausibly happen. Like things think could actually happen to me.
On that note, my family is a huge horror movie family. I started watching horror movies when I was still in diapers. But I remember the scariest movie to my dad was the movie Hackers. Because he's like, this could really happen. They could just drain your bank account. Your life's done. Like, this is stuff that can happen in real life. If you look at everything in politics right now, all the different hacking scandals, if you look at everything in the celebrity Hollywood scene, like, things get out because of hacking. Hacking is a real life thing, and it's something that can be, if done right, extremely big in the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's like, what can you do to stop it if someone with the capabilities takes that time to focus on you?
Gotta get a dragon.
Gotta get a dragon. And Ricky Steamboat ain't walking through that door for Eddie Edwards.
Maybe that's my kryptonite, Ricky Steamboat.
They could get Richie. I could get Richie, I'm sure. Well, guys, make sure you check out Impact Wrestling every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Bound for Glory.
We got the pay-per-view coming up.
I know.
Bound for Glory. And I'll go ahead and do your job because I'm going to do it better than you. Starting next week on Tuesday, we got a whole week of fun stuff. It's Impact Week on Access TV. On Tuesday, as always, you got Impact on Access TV. Following that show, you got the first time ever Talking Shop Full Keg with the Good Brothers and a whole slew of other people. Then we fast forward to Thursday. This is Bound for Glory. Fast forward to Saturday at 6 p.m. Encore presentation of This is Bound for Glory. And then on to 7 p.m. live countdown to Bound for Glory, leading to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bound for Glory 2020 on every sort of pay-per-view thing you could think of. You can get it online. You can get it on Fight TV. You can get it pretty much anywhere. So there's zero excuse not to watch this year's Impact, Bound for Glory. I'm really good at this.
Also, you can follow him at The Sami Callihan. Guys, thank you all so much. Hopefully the next time we're talking to Sami Callihan, we're talking about a world title match between Paul Lee and Sami Callihan for Talking Chop-a-Mania 3. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.